Media Radio Network.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Prices will go up on many items next month, says Procter & Gamble, the giant U.S. company that makes Tide, Crest, Charmin, and more, citing costs from tariffs it pays on imported ingredients. Ghislaine Maxwell, the former Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator, has appealed to Congress today to push for a pardon so she can testify openly and honestly about Epstein, says her attorney. Congress proposes a bill to try to prevent mid-air collisions. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
The Rotor Act would require all planes and helicopters to use the ADS-B signaling system to not just send but also receive data on the position of other aircraft. The NTSB recommended it 2 decades ago.
The gunman in yesterday's New York City skyscraper mass shooting was a surveillance department employee at the Horseshoe Las Vegas Casino Hotel. That confirmed by the company. He used an M4 military-style automatic weapon, which the U.S. Armed Forces use. This is ABC News.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight as the crew hosts the Cubs in Game 2 of their series. Milwaukee with a win last night, 8-4, but a rough start for Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz giving up 3 runs and throwing 40 pitches in the top of the first. Was it as rough as it looked?
I mean, yeah, it's a long inning, so everything, you know, sucks. Really start feeling a little loose, you know, and every pitch keeps in the way just that little bit. Definitely the settling down and getting the 10 outs. Thought I did my job in getting us in a position that we can succeed.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First inning, we're down 3-0. He feels horrible. His adrenaline. I learned a lot about him, and it just goes to show you the kid can pitch, not just throw.
NFL. Packers training camp continues with practice and pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd injured in the first set of downs after being clobbered by former Raiders defensive back Nate Hobbs. Lloyd ended up sitting out the rest of practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Partly sunny, hot, and sticky today, with highs scraping the mid-80s and really feeling more like the low 90s. Plus, chances for showers and a brief thunderstorm. And the rain chances continue to roll through our day tomorrow. But it cools us down to highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week, Mr. Paul VandenPlas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special live show from Six Springs Farm in southwest Wisconsin as we talk to NFL and Badger Hall of Famer Joe Thomas, along with Brady Ewing as my guest co-host.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 97.9 WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The big, beautiful bill is coming into sight now that it's implemented. You've got multiple Republicans going, whoa, I didn't know that was in there. But one of the things that they did know was in there that they seem to be quite enthusiastic about is the increase in subsidies for the coal, oil, and gas industry, and the elimination of subsidies for green power. But nobody wants to talk about the consequences of this. I'm frankly surprised that the media hasn't made more of this and that Democratic politicians aren't beating this drum just nonstop, you know, wall to wall, day to day. And let me explain. David Sirota's newsletter, The Lever, thelever.com is the website. Did a great piece on this. I believe it was over the weekend. I grabbed it when it happened and put it on today's show. Might have been yesterday. I think it was Saturday or Sunday. But in any case, you could find it on their website, thelever.com. And what he points out is that these giveaways to big oil in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act will increase U.S. household energy costs by $170 billion. By 2035. This is a massive profit gift to, you know, the Koch family, to the other, you know, to Rex Tillerson's buddies, you know, to all of these fossil fuel executives and billionaires and former billionaires and people associated with the American Petroleum Institute. It will cut, you know, on the one hand, they're going to get an extra we're going to spend. The average household, you know, the total U.S. household energy costs are going to go up by $170 billion. 760,000 clean energy jobs in the United States are going to go away next year because the subsidies that help keep them going, will be gone. This by 2030, 760,000 clean energy jobs will be gone. It will shrink our GDP by almost $1 trillion. Let that sink in. And the oil and gas industry is celebrating this bill as, quote, the most transformational legislation that the fossil fuel industry has seen in decades. That's a quote from, one of their press releases, I assume. All while consumers could see their electric bills go up by as much as $400 a year. Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House, of course, and he's the one who shepherded this legislation through. He represents Louisiana. Louisiana is, you know, a state where they not only have oil, but they also refine oil. Mike Johnson has accepted, his super PAC has accepted $2.2 million from billionaire big oil tycoons in just the first quarter of this year, according to reporting at thelever.com. They go on to write, the American Petroleum Institute, Big Oil's most powerful lobby group, called the legislation a once-in-a-generation win for American energy by way of suspending harmful taxes. That would be on fossil fuels. The bill, they write, while slashing corporate taxes, expands multi-billion-dollar federal oil and gas subsidies. I mean, we were already subsidizing the fossil fuel industry to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And that doesn't include the cost of, for example, keeping shipping lanes open, our Navy, so that, you know, we could import oil from Saudi Arabia, et cetera. And it grants Big Oil a pay-for-play regulatory fast track for drilling, reduces royalties owed when they drill on federal lands. This is something that just makes me crazy. I mentioned, you know, a week or so ago that Louise and I took our summer vacation in part in Norway, where my grandfather's from. My grandfather grew up in a little house in Grimstad, Norway. And so we spent part of the week or the 2 weeks we were gone, we spent, you know, the better part of a week in Norway, visited several different towns. And Norway has oil. Norway takes the money from that oil and they put it into a fund for the people of Norway. So everybody in Norway has free health care. Everybody in Norway has free college, all the way up to PhD and MD. They have beautiful, you know, schools and new roads. And by the way, you can't buy a gasoline-powered car in Norway starting next year. Over 90% of all cars sold in Norway right now are electric. Everywhere we went, we saw just constant. I saw electric cars from companies I didn't even know were making electric cars. You know, I knew, but I'd never seen them. You know, I was seeing electric Audis and electric Lexuses and electric Volkswagens. I know that those are around, but you know, just electric pickup trucks. I mean, it was just incredible. And why? Because the Norwegians said, you know, this oil is in our ground, and so it's our oil. And, you know, if a company wants to pump it out, you know, well, yeah, you can charge us for the pumping, but it's our oil. We're going to take the money from it. And the average Norwegian, their share of that trust fund that Norway has accumulated is huge. I don't remember the number. They told us, you know, we got on one of those hop-on, hop-off buses, you know, that drive around whatever city we were in. And one of the points that they made was that every Norwegian citizen has in this fund the equivalent of X millions of dollars. But it's literally millions of dollars per person. Because Norway says, no, the oil is ours. Well, here in the United States, we said, no, the oil belongs to whoever found it. It belongs to you know, the drilling companies. It belongs to ExxonMobil. It belongs to Koch Industries. It belongs to, you know, fill in the blank. So we've got a $34 trillion deficit. Norway's got a multi-trillion dollar surplus. But I digress. There will be increased fuel demand because by making U.S. power grids more dependent on fossil fuels, it's expected to spark a 50% increase in wholesale power prices by 2035 and raise the cost of gasoline by 25 cents a gallon by 2035. It's also gutting investments in green and renewable energy sources, terminating Biden-era energy tax credits that have spurred $321 billion in domestic energy production investments. Those are all going away. According to Energy Innovation, these spending cuts will reduce electric generation capacity by 340 billion watts in the next decade, even as electricity demand is increasing by 78% by 2050. David Sirota's The Lever newsletter points out this is a crisis in the making. Since 2022, U.S. electricity prices have increased an estimated 13%, outpacing inflation. When Louise and I put solar panels on our house last fall, we did it the same week that PGE, our for-profit electric company here in Portland, announced that they were asking for a double-digit rate increase. I don't remember the exact amount. What's stuck in my head is 19%. It might not have been that big, but it was still huge. It was certainly more than inflation. And so, anyhow, one in four low-income U.S. households spends more than 15% of their disposable income on energy bills. And meanwhile, in the last election cycle, the oil and gas industry spent, according to Lever News, $445 million to influence Trump and members of Congress, donation and lobbying records show. Pretty amazing, really, when you think about it. I mean, this just shocking level of corruption. Let's destroy green energy because, hey, it's cheap and it's free, and replace it with energy that comes from the fossil fuel billionaires who fund the Republican Party so that they can make, how much was it? $170 billion in extra, or charge us $170 billion in extra energy costs. And you know that's much of that is going to go straight to their bottom line. This is just wrong.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And I should add, this probably wouldn't be happening if five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court had not legalized political bribery with their Citizens United decision.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Last year, we reported that the Georgia State Board of Elections passed new rules aimed at disrupting or overturning the 2024 presidential election. One of those rules, allowing members of county election boards to do their own investigation before certifying an election, was just unanimously struck down. In July and August 2024, the Georgia State Board of Elections laid the groundwork for obstructing or overturning the presidential election. One element granted individual members of county election boards the power to do a reasonable inquiry of election results prior to certifying, potentially sowing chaos and delaying the outcome. The effort by three state election board members, all outspoken Trump loyalists, was part of an apparent scheme in swing states to use the specter of voting by non-citizens as a pretext. The Georgia Supreme Court refused to hear a GOP appeal of a stay of the rules before the election. Trump won the election in Georgia, so unsurprisingly, no objections to certification materialized. June 11th, the Georgia Supreme Court struck down four of the rules. Another case contesting the reasonable inquiry rule was decided by the Georgia Appeals Court July 2nd. The court unanimously concluded that election officials could voice concerns about an election to state authorities, but, quote, have a mandatory duty to certify all election results, unquote. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. This is all too familiar to me. In fact, it happened when we were on vacation a few weeks ago. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, maybe lose some income. Or you can hope the doctor can see you this month. Or you can wait 2 hours at urgent care in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can do what I do, open your medical emergency kit. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud. Now, this is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
They're punching and posting and flexing their might while the rest of us wonder who shut off the light. Democracy's wheezing in a billionaire fog as Justice Roberts walks his billionaire dog. Who owns America? Is it Bezos, Musk, or Vlad? Who bought the Constitution with a platinum Amex pad? It ain't we the people that ships in distress. It's a yacht club cage match in a democracy mess. Oh, say, can you see? We've been repossessed. They dropped a bomb called Citizens United. Now Congress is paused, bribed and indicted. Crypto kings.
So Donald Trump was speaking with Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of England, in Scotland. Where he charged us $10 million, Donald Trump. It's costing roughly $10 million to fly Donald Trump over to Scotland so that he can, with his kids, so that he can open a new golf course. This, again, clear violations of the Emolument Clause of the Constitution. Jimmy Carter put his peanut farm in a blind trust. In fact, the guy ran it so poorly that he lost part of his peanut farm. But it was the right thing to do, and Jimmy Carter knew it was the right thing to do. Donald Trump doesn't give a damn about the right thing to do. He just wants to, you know, whatever's going to make him rich. However he can exploit his power and position to make himself and his family richer, that's it. That's all he wants to do. So anyhow, he's sitting there talking with Keir Starmer in front of the media, and one of the reporters said, hey, did you ever go to that island with, on the Lolita Express? You used to fly on the plane all the time with Jeffrey Epstein, but did you ever go to his private island? And Donald Trump said, and I quote, I never had the privilege of going to his island. And a whole lot of people are going, wait a minute, privilege? Privilege of going to rape teenagers? Really? It's a privilege? And it's got, you know, the kind of the Twitterverse all flipped out. The Republicans are going, well, you know, it's just an expression. But apparently he thought that was a pretty cool place, you know. Never had the privilege to go there. It's like, you know, hey, I've never had the privilege to be invited to Buckingham Palace either. I have had the privilege of being invited to the Dalai Lama's home. I had the privilege of being invited to the Pope's summer palace and meeting the Pope. Those things are privileges. Those things are, like, cool. But going to Epstein's Island, I don't get it. Trump is still just, he's twisting in the wind in this thing, and I don't think he's going to get out of it. And I'm not sure that Pam Bondi is going to come through this okay. I mean, we'll see. So what's on your mind? Greg in Minneapolis. Hey, Greg, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just want to comment real quick on what you just said. My other comment is going to be about the religion and workplace thing, mm-hmm. but I think Trump is trying to set it up that if he didn't go to the island, obviously he's not a pedophile. And that's what they're going to try and separate.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I know, good luck with that.
Ain't gonna work.
The other thing I was going to talk about is I think all this Christian backlash at workplaces is partially due to all the accommodations that I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but Muslims have had a lot of accommodations that they need at workplaces.
You mean like to pray five times a day?
Yeah, that and the foot washing stations and this and that. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not proselytizing and everything else, but it is making accommodations for religion.
What workplaces are offering this, Greg? I've never heard of this.
Oh, in Minneapolis or Minnesota, a lot of them do.
Presumably these are businesses that are owned by Muslims and employ a lot of Muslims?
Oh, no, not at all. I worked at an Indian casino and they had to put them in there. They did put them in there. They didn't have to, but...
Huh. Interesting. Well, that would be a way of, was that for their employees or for their customers?
For the employees.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you do things that keep your employees happy, I don't have a problem with that either. Like you said, that's not proselytizing. That's just accommodating.
Yeah. Like I said.
The same thing, if I had Jewish employees and they wanted to not work Saturdays, I'd say fine, or Muslims who don't want to work Friday.
Yeah, I think that's what's driving, though, the Christian problem. They have a...
But we give the whole country Sunday off, more or less. I mean, it's like...
Oh, I know.
We already have a national accommodation for Christians.
They've had so many accommodations, but they think they fear that they're losing their grip on it by allowing other religions to have accommodations as well.
Yeah.
I just wanted to...
It's going to bite them in the butt when the Church of Satan starts proselytizing them in federal workplaces. I'm telling you, Greg.
Yeah, I'm all ready for that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for the call and thoughtful conversation. I appreciate it. We'll be back with more of your thoughts, what's on your mind, your calls, on the other side of this break. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the place where despair is not an option. Get active. We'll be right back. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going going through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is On the Road to Recovery with one free phone call. My specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we're joined by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. And at 5 o'clock, I engage with Professor Mariel Barnes about violence against women, gender, and the Epstein scandal. Next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's so hot out that you need to watch the road. A smooth ride can quickly turn bumpy and dangerous. And here's why. When something's heated, molecules begin to vibrate and move more, making more space between them, expanding. And pavement slabs do just that and push against each other. Called a pavement buckle, it can sometimes blow up. It can happen on local roads and even on the interstate.
If you are going at high speeds, depending on the severity of the buckle, it can cause the car to go in a different direction, or you might go over it and wonder, like, what was that? Because you might feel a little heat from the road.
That's Rebecca Simkowski, the director of Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Bureau of Highway Maintenance.
So it is a safety concern. When people hit those, unfortunately, we don't know when it's going to happen. They're difficult to predict. I mean, if we could predict them, I think we would take some safety precautions. But at this time, we just don't know when it's going to happen.
Try not to drive over a buckle if possible. Instead, slow down and get into another lane.
We really want them to be safe. And if there is a condition that they see, or, you know, they can report that, and we'll try to get that addressed as soon as possible. And then I mentioned 511, that information, you know, when roadways are closed or there's issues, we'll post those so they can always be aware of what's happening in their area.
Good news. Relief in the temperature surges in on Wednesday, and crisper, cooler, sunny conditions will prevail. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Partly sunny, hot, and sticky today, with highs scraping the mid-80s and really feeling more like the low 90s. Plus, chances for showers and a brief thunderstorm. And the rain chances continue to roll through our day tomorrow. But it cools us down to highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will join us to talk about funding or not of Planned Parenthood. Hour number two, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. You probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, right? But what if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most, for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and guts. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. You can mix it into coffee like Louise does every morning, or tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. So right now, get the special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It's only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's G-E-T, nativepath.com/THOM. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Don't listen to We're back and picking up your calls here. Tom in Media, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon. You know, you had mentioned, and another caller had called up and said that you said that we have to get back, the Democrats have to get back the middle class. They have to put things in their platform to get the middle class vote back.
Yep.
Because as you said, all these other things, the bottom line is we vote for our economic self-interest. And I'm a Teamster. The Democrats lost the Teamsters big time. So I'm going to give the Democrats 3 specific things they can do. And if you let me list all 3, that's great. Mm-hmm. It'll be quick. First of all, promise to extend all of the middle class portion of these tax cuts. They're going to prove to be very popular. Mm-hmm. It'll be political suicide to get rid of them.
And by the way, they're expiring in 2 years.
Exactly.
The middle class tax cuts expire. The billionaire tax cuts are permanent.
Yeah, I understand, but the 2017 tax cuts extend. Also, Tom, have the Democrats promise to extend them, and that would be very popular with skilled workers. Second, use the tariff income. I've done some scratch pad work. The tariffs are going to bring in more money than Social Security is going to lose every year. So dedicate that portion of the tariffs income to backstop Social Security so it doesn't lose money each year. That would be a good way, because everybody's going to pay these tariffs, and practically everybody gets Social Security, and they can do it without the political negatives of raising other taxes. And third, they got to rework this, I consider it deceptively named Medicare for All. If you have really good insurance, the way this bill is written, maybe there's a way to do this, but the way this bill is written, it's a non-starter for us. For example, let's say my insurance is worth $24,000, and that's a lowball estimate. There's nothing in that bill saying that I would even get $16,000 back, even though I sacrificed for it. That's going to have to be fixed for one. So they can do it.
Well, the way it works in most countries, Tom, is that if you want the National Health Insurance Program, fine, you've got that. In fact, it's always there for you as kind of a safety net. But if you want to buy additional insurance that gets you a private room instead of a double room in the hospital pays for things that, you know, your regular insurance might not pay for, you know, air taxis and things like that, then go for it. No problem.
Okay. Well, Tom, you haven't read the bill, have you? Have you really read the Medicare for All bill?
I have read several of them. There have been at least a dozen iterations during the time that I've been doing this program.
Yeah, you read the one. Read the present one, Tom.
And there is no present one.
And there's a bill. It's 2025, Medicare for All 2025.
Okay.
130 Congress people who have sponsored it, and Democratic senators. So it's in the House, in the Senate.
Okay.
Please, Tom. And I would say read the bill and look at it from my standpoint as someone that has really good insurance. Did you know it's also going to cover 12 million illegal immigrants? I don't, you know. It's a comprehensive.
Well, if somebody's in this country and they're sick and they have the potential to cough on me, I would rather that they had access to health care than that they didn't.
Yeah, but you don't have to give them scot-free dental care. You don't have to give them all these other things, Tom. Now, I'm not going to argue that, Tom. Please read the bill. But I think if they do those 3 things, you know, rework the Medicare for All so we can get benefit from it. Use the tariffs to pay for Social Security, because that's an anxiety thing for us, and use the rest of that to pay down the debt and extend these taxes. Boy, that's got my vote, unless they really put a poison pill in there. And they need to get people like my vote, stop, and they need to stop also. Please stop saying, well, your tax cuts aren't significant because others are getting more. Now, the taxfoundation.com, they have a calculator. Because these are all based on no exemptions and all that, it's pretty simple to calculate how much you save with this bill, as opposed to if we didn't have the bill. And it's significant, Tom. Please look at it. So, you know,
I will do so,
I'm
Tom.
I'm saying this because I want a Democratic Party that's going to represent it. So thank you, Tom. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Just one comment on the subject before about the workplace. I listened to John Fugelsang, of course, and he says constantly that Jesus forbid people to pray in public and to pray anywhere but
it's in the Sermon on the Mount.
Temple. Right.
Yeah. It's in Matthew 6.
And, right. And just Christianity, the comment, I mean, I'm not a Christian, but I'm related to your Savior. There are 42,000 denominations of Christianity, the largest religion in the world. It's about one man and his word, what he said. How does that work out into 42,000 different words of what he said? Anyway, but that's not what I called. I called about that that Auschwitz in the Everglades.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that, of course, it should be closed and decommissioned, but it should be preserved as a national monument with a museum of fascism attached to it.
Whoa.
And it should be a major tour. You don't have to go to the real Auschwitz anymore. You can see what it's like. And
they've already had, I think, seven deaths there now so far. They've had a number of people die there.
Yeah, I mean, they're not feeding them. And, you know, I would die just because it's so frightening there.
Yeah,
you know?
And 70% of the people there have never had any interaction with law enforcement whatsoever, committed no crime. And the majority of the 30% who have, a quote, a criminal history, the majority of those are traffic tickets.
Right. And just one more thing on the lighter side. Mm-hmm. How would you like to be trapped in the elevator with Steve Miller and that guy, Bove?
Bill, I thought you were a conservative.
No, I'm not a conservative. You keep saying that all the time. I'm not a conservative.
Okay.
Really?
I will change my notes here on this.
Okay.
I'll get rid of it. I won't tar you like
not
that
a problem.
Again.
All
good, Bill.
You want.
All good. Yeah, I like the idea of turning it into a fascism
museum.
Memorial. Yeah, a museum. That's a good idea. Bill, thank you. Thanks for the call. Nice. Always nice to hear from
Take
you.
Care.
David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Greetings, Drew. We have no beach.
Speaking of Florida, you have no beach?
Yeah, we sold it away because that's what we do. Right.
What, you mean to the developers? Yeah. I mean, I've stayed in hotels in North Miami Beach. There was a beach there when I was there. I mean, it was 30 years ago, but... Nope. Bill seemed to have vanished. He must have hung up by accident. You can call back. There's an open line. Karen in Northern Virginia. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind today?
Hey there. This is my second time calling the show, and so thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I kind of want to touch base with the union Teamster dude who was talking, but he threw so much spaghetti at the wall that I just can't even get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's something else. But with religion in the workplace, I feel like it's just another way of controlling the worker. I worked for someone who displayed Bible scriptures on a huge dry erase board. She was a chiropractor, which, I mean, it is what it is with chiropractors. They tend to be a little more traditional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, it was an uncomfortable place to work in. And I just feel that this religion in a workplace with this executive order is just another sort of like another little piece of red meat to the red meat base where they take this, grab it, and get all fermented and get lathered up about it while he avoids the Epstein scandal. And by the way, I'll just say this, and I don't want to be all over the place, but it looks like I am. If it wasn't really, really bad, he wouldn't fight so hard to keep it covered with his cohorts, Pamela Bond, and all that stuff. So I have a feeling that there's video of him. He's really scared. But back to the religion in the workplace, it's just a breeding ground for misogyny, controlling the worker. And if you don't believe me, just look at Hobby Lobby, just giving people permission to discriminate against workers. And very often, the first ones to be discriminated against are women.
Yeah. I need eye surgery. I've got to have cataract surgery, you know, at some point. I mean, it's not real bad right now, but I'm moving in that direction. And so I went to this place that does that, and they had all this Christian, all these saints framed on the wall, you know, basically,
serving,
serve Jesus kind of stuff. And so I decided they're not going to do my surgery. I'm going to find somebody else.
And I tell you something else. It also fosters favoritism in the workplace because this employer favored one of her workers who she allowed to write the scriptures on the dry erase board, and then we found that they went to church together. I mean, come on, it's
surprise,
just long in the workplace. Go to church.
Exactly. You know, if you want religion, go to church or synagogue or mosque or whatever. And if you want to work, go to the workplace. You know, get a paycheck. Exactly. Right. Yeah, I'm with you, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you. Great to hear from you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. And why did Trump tweet him out as he was? We'll be right back. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's, now is the time for hope. Keep the momentum going and join us in Green Bay on September 27th for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease. Join us by registering at alz.org/walk.
If you're like me and you miss hearing the front man to the glam bands, Dennis Peters, voice every Friday, then here's a great way to help him out while listening to some great music. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton, and Thursday, July 31st at 6 p.m. at the Riverside Ballroom is this year's On Stage for Cancer. They will be using various performing arts to create a variety show with proceeds benefiting this year's recipient, which is Dennis. For more information, head to WGBW.FM and click events.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years,
yeah,
to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Zipa has helped with my snoring, and it's just an easy, simple mouthpiece. CPAP is a mask with air hoses strapped to your face all night. You know, without it, your breathing gets disrupted. You have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and premature death. Bottom line, if you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later, and you don't want that. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa. Zipa is the comfortable, doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop you snoring as fast as the first night. Zipa was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial, and with over 500,000 units sold, Zipa is the stop snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms or feeling tired and foggy all day because you didn't get enough sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's happy Z spelled backwards. I want you to try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free ship. Just visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. Again, that's promo code SNORE at Zipa, ZYPPAH.com. Standing up for democracy every single day. The power's in your hands, the choice is in your heart. From the smallest town to the biggest part, raise your banner high. 15 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Len in Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. Hey, Len, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to tell you, I've heard some really brilliant ideas from your listeners, and but I feel like I'm in a butterfly house. You know, all these brilliant ideas are flying around, but it's hard to keep up and pin any of them down. And I just wanted to point out that Project 2025, which was authored, you know, the 1,000-page document that was authored by the Heritage Foundation, and it outlines the vision for conservative governance in the United States, and it really intended to influence policy and political strategies for the future, was really written principally by two authors, one Paul Danz and the other Russell Voigt. Paul Danz is now running in a primary against Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, and Russell Voigt, of course, is in charge of a lot of the nation's finance.
He's in charge of OMB, Office Management and Budget.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so my idea is, you know, we have really brilliant thinkers, progressives on the Democratic side. Well, I'm a progressive, and so I'll point to them, but they're really wide-ranging thinkers on the Democratic side. It seems to me that we need to have a Project 2028, or maybe even a Project 2026.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that Danz and Voigt really put this together in less than a year. And they had a lot of contributions from many
you know, conservative thinkers.
And industries.
So it seems to me that the, with the intellectual capacity that exists on the Democratic side of the House, that we need some leadership to create a Project 2028, if not a Project 2026.
Yeah.
And give the give the U.S. middle class an opportunity to see what the Democratic what
party or agenda can
really
do. No, I'm with you, Lynn.
Party could be about.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, and I would love to see that. The problem right now is that there's not a clear leader of the Democratic Party, and so, you know, you've got these factions, and, you know, anything that would just generally benefit average people and hurt big corporations would probably be opposed by some Democrats, you know, the so-called problem solvers, for example. So it's a tough one, but I get it, and I'm with you, Lynn. Thank you very much. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Yeah, I'm listening to your conversation with Texas Billy, and a number of questions come to my mind. The first is this idea of having the Bible in the workplace, or people proselytizing or evangelizing in the workplace, or teaching the Bible in schools. Who will be the arbiter of disagreements? I mean, you know what? I'm a practicing Christian. I doubt I would agree with pretty much any word of Scripture with Billy. I belong to a men's Bible study, which I attend every Tuesday morning, by the way, and we have disagreements in there. Sometimes you have to agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. But what's going to happen is these things are just going to escalate until the boss decides who he agrees with and gets rid of the other one for being a troublemaker.
Well, and in my mind, the big problem is when the guy instituting the conversation is the boss. Now you've got a power dynamic on top of the religious dynamic.
Well, no kidding. And you know, Billy says, the Christians, you know, Christians, it is a myth. It is a lie that Christians have been persecuted for all of these centuries. There was, except for just a few years in under the reign of Decius and partially under the reign of Diocletian, Christians were not persecuted in ancient Rome except by the state. They were persecuted mostly by Jews who didn't like the teachings of Jesus because he was a Jew. It was more of a social thing, but it was not by the state, except for a few times in those brief periods.
Yeah, and let's be careful about, you know, Jews persecuting Christians, because that, you know, that begins you down that anti-Semitic road that can be very dangerous. But I get your point, Paul. Paul, thank you. It's always so nice to hear from you, Paul. I appreciate it. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I will catch up with you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018, 800-884-9018, 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-90.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah, it's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Update on yesterday's deadly New York City skyscraper mass shooting from ABC's Alex Stone.
We now know the shooter was arrested and charged with trespassing after he allegedly tried to grab a security guard and refused to leave a Las Vegas casino in 2023.
Prices will go up next month on many items made by Procter & Gamble, which makes Tide, Crest, Charmin, and much more. It cites tariffs and materials it imports, adding $1 billion in costs. The former Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator has appealed to Congress today to push for a pardon or immunity so that she can testify openly and honestly about him. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
The letter from Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney stresses that she's prepared to plead the fifth if the deposition by the House Oversight Committee goes forward as scheduled August 11th.
The committee says it will not consider granting congressional immunity. The UN says far too little food and other aid is getting into Gaza, risking starvation. This is ABC News.